Hey, wake up. Wake up. Don't even try that. I told you that resistance was futile. Remember? Who am I? Oh, you really don't remember, do you? That makes this so much better. I guess it's hard to remember someone without being able to see them, huh? We are in your house, silly. You invited me in. But I guess you don't remember that either. Nice bedroom you have here, by the way. This bed was so comfy while I was tying your limp body to it. Maybe I need to buy the same mattress. Oh, you are so tense, cutie. Your flinching is so adorable. I bet that since you can't see me, every single little touch feels like a jolt of electricity rushing through your body. How does it feel to flinch and find out there is no space left for you to cower into? Do you feel powerless yet? Like resisting is pointless? If you knew who I was, would the feeling of my touch change? It must be mind-boggling to you, being able to smell my scent, hear the tone of my voice, and feel the texture of my fingers on you. But not being able to remember who I am. I could be literally anyone. Maybe I'm the close friend who has been with you since high school. Or maybe I'm just someone from your work. I could be the girl that smiled at you at one time. Honestly, you probably don't even know if I'm not related to you. Oh, yes, I am a crazy bitch. But you will never know which one. Although, maybe you should be more careful with your words. Your safety is entirely in this crazy bitch's hands right now. And don't think I didn't bring any motivation tools. You know, to help you down the path of obedience. Do you feel that? Do you feel how cold that is? How hard it feels compared to that soft, delicate skin of yours? I think you can guess what kind of tool I'm referring to. You're a smart boy, aren't you? Oh, you are so quiet now. What happened to that snarky tongue of yours? Did it realize it's far better to deal with the flat side than the sharp side? Now, enough games. Since you already made me pull this girl out, I might as well give it some use. Oh, don't worry. I'm not cutting you for now. Just your clothes. They're such a bother. Oh, hiding your beautiful body away from me. So stay still. my little victim. Unless you want to feel a sting. Oh, good boy. You became so obedient all of a sudden. Now I can stare at that gorgeous chest of yours. Oh. Mm-hmm. So soft, so delicate. I can tell you are hiding those moans. You better start letting them out now, or I'll get angry. Oh, yes, just like that. It's true that losing your vision makes your ear sharper, huh, puppy? Come on. Open your mouth. Open your mouth, slut. My tongue is going to go in anyway, so don't make me work for it. So hard, wasn't it? Ooh, I want to continue running my hands through your innocent, sacred body. But we still have a few items left to remove, don't we? Did you think I went through all this just to run my hands through your chest and kiss you? Did you think this was some type of twisted romance story? I'm here to take your body for myself, puppy. Regardless of if you want to or not. Oh, you're back to struggling again? Didn't I just explain what happens if you do? So you want it the hard way, huh, whore? You were being so obedient that it occurred to me for just 1 second that maybe I wouldn't be rough on you like I tend to be on other toys. That maybe your innocence was too good to be tainted like that. But you just had to start resisting again. I will break you in ways you never even thought possible before. Do you understand what that means? If you don't, I'll fucking show you what it means. Come here. Yes. I'm going to rape you. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to gather the strength to break your ties to the bed and fight me? Are you going to go to the police station and tell them a faceless woman you don't know raped you? Don't make me fucking laugh. You don't know my name. You don't know what I look like. And you certainly don't know how bad I can fucking be when I'm angry. But you'll find out soon. Yeah, come here. Oh, would you look at that? Look how hard we are. And all that fucking pre-cum. You were enjoying this, you fucking slut. Come here. Oh. Whimper all you fucking want. This cock is mine now. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Struggle, bite, scream, do whatever makes you feel like you are resisting. But know everything you do to me will be futile and then return tenfold. Do you understand me? You can't stop this. If you give in now, I might only break you a little bit. I will ruin every possible relationship you could have with any woman, because I could literally be anyone. I'm going to haunt your mind in ways you never thought imaginable. Any woman might be me. You will never be certain. You will always be reminded of this. Aww, are you crying? Is my poor little boy scared? Is my poor puppy hurt? Good. Turns me on even more to see those glossy little tears of yours running down your cheeks. So fucking hot. It makes me so wet to see you suffer. Oh, stop fucking crying and screaming, you stupid dog. If you won't shut up yourself, then I will. Come here. Yeah. There, much better. Now the neighbors won't be able to file noise complaints since they can't hear your muffled screams through my panties. How do they taste? I hope good, because given your behavior, they are not coming off until I'm done with you. Mm-hmm. Do you get it yet? That no matter what you do, I will keep going until I'm satisfied. Your whimpers and bad attempts at resisting are so cute. They are like music to my ears. Even though you keep protesting, your body betrays you. Just look at you, hard and covered in pre-cum. It's like you're enjoying this. I think it's enough teasing now. I'm too pent up to keep waiting, so let me just you look so pathetic. It's like you are fighting the fact that you are enjoying this. You can keep fighting it, but you will remember me. Even if you can't see me, I will burn an image into your brain. That you will see in every woman in your life. I think you know what my voice sounds like. I could just be changing it to avoid you finding out who I really am. The scent you feel? It's the most common cheap perfume you can find. You could smell this from anyone. The only thing you have going for you is how unique my touch feels against your delicious skin. That is what will stick with you the longest, my prey. Oh, yes. I love that scared face of yours. Don't fucking hide away from me. Let me look at those expressions. I want to see every reaction my pathetic toy makes when I fuck him physically and mentally. Fuck. That makes me so wet. You look like your mind got broken. Is reality really setting in yet? Yes. Keep moaning. Give in to me. Accept me as your owner. And let yourself be free. Such a good toy for me. Your mind is finally unclouded. Are you close, puppy boy? Why did I stop? Because you need to earn that privilege, toy. If you want to come, you need to fuck into me like you really want it. Until you do, I won't move a single muscle. Don't pout now. You better start fucking into me until you come, or else I will grab my little metal friend here and start poking around that sweet body of yours. Huh? Is that enough motivation? Oh, there it is. Oh, you look so fucking desperate. So scared. Keep fucking into me, you rape slut. Show me. How much you enjoy being broken and taken advantage of. I can see you struggling. You better fucking come, you hear me? Fuck. Come on, toy, fill me up. I know you want to. I need it inside me. Fuck. Good toy. See how much better it is when you listen? All right. I guess you can't. Done? Oh no, baby, we are not done. I will keep coming back. Using and then throwing out a toy is a bad environmental practice after all. I want to use it until it falls apart. But that will be another day, if you behave. Maybe I'll even take the blindfold off one day. Oh, it would be so hot to see your face finally realize who I am. But that must wait. For now. I'm just a faceless girl who really fancies you, okay? You don't need a name to remember me. Goodbye, toy. Hopefully, next time you'll be more cooperative. Until then. Hello, everyone. This is Nari. I'm including this aftercare segment to help us ease back into reality. Consent is a necessity in all sexual experiences, including these fantasies. I implicitly consented to this encounter when I recorded it, and you consented to the experience when you started the audio. Many of us use or perhaps need these fantasy encounters in a wide variety of ways, and all of that is perfectly fine and normal. We're all human after all. The truly important thing in all of this is that nobody gets hurt. We can all harmlessly enjoy this fantasy content, exploring our individuality and our kinks together. I want you to take care of yourself if you feel any need to. Please go do something that changes the subject in your mind. Go touch grass, roll a fatty, eat some cake, and watch a comedy movie. You are wonderful and should feel that way. Please enjoy the rest of your day, my kittens. Bye now.